you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go.
The show,
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 this the way to go.
The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.
While you're clapping, we thank God for our Bishop, First Lady. Thank God for First Lady Baker as well. All right, a biblical proverb is a short saying that contains truth. Understand, you're going to hear, as you grow into adulthood, you're going to hear a lot of different proverbs. African proverbs, Chinese proverbs, unknown proverbs. But we are concerned about biblical proverbs. Proverbs that have to do with the will of God. And again, a biblical proverb is just a small or short saying that contains, help me, truth. And truth is what we need. Because John 17, 17 says in part that thy word is truth. So if we're going to get a proverb as young people, we need to make sure that that proverb is according to God's word. It's truth. And if we receive the truth, believe it, and continue in it, the Bible teaches that the truth shall make us free. Not set, but it shall make us free. Big difference between a setting and a making. When the Lord makes us free, He's going to help us rid ourselves of things that we don't need. And whom the Son makes free, they are free indeed. Now, I want you to notice again, as you look on your phone or in your Bible at Proverbs 22 and 5, the proverb begins talking about two particular things. Thorns and snares. What are the two things that the proverb talks about? A young woman needs to have good understanding about thorns and snares. A young man needs to have a good understanding contextually of thorns and snares. Parents, youth leaders, married couples, we need to have a good understanding of, help me, thorns and snares. And we need to look at it from a literal standpoint as well as a biblical or a theological standpoint. Have you ever stuck yourself with a thorn? Stick a briar bush. Who enjoyed it? Okay, so we know off rip that a thorn is something that is not pleasant. Just from a literal or a natural standpoint, am I right about it? But let's look at it further. A thorn has to do with something that, first of all, is painful. Figuratively, a thorn has to do with hardships. something painful and difficult to deal with. From a theological or a biblical standpoint, young folk, a thorn is something or somebody that can choke out or squeeze the life out of you. A thorn. You remember how when Jesus talked about a seed and how it was sown, and he described how a thorn, or people that receive the seed or the word among thorns, that the thorns did what? It choked the seed. And so somebody or something that's thorny will squeeze the life out of you. It's not good for you. Going to cause a lot of pain in your life. A lot of hardship. And there are people and things in your life, again, that are just like thorns. And you and I, we have to be aware of that. We don't need to be naive, young folk. We don't need to be simple. Or as we like to say here at Refuge, on that dumb stuff. I don't want unnecessary pain, unnecessary hardship, and I don't want the life to be squeezed out of me. But then he goes on to say thorns and snares. A snare, naturally speaking, is just a trap, a pitfall, something that you don't see but is waiting to capture you or myself. A snare is a trap. And sometimes in life, young folk, you can see something that you think is good for you, but it's a snare. It's a trap. It'll mess you up. It'll cripple you. It'll hurt you. Or it'll kill you. A snare is not only a trap, but it is a device that will entice a person or tempt a person. You know, you've seen in a movie or cartoon, they'll put the little snare or the trap down, and they'll put a little food right there in the middle. And the animal, the mouse or what have you, will be looking at it and won't even be looking at the trap or the snare. They'll just be looking at that piece of food. But as soon as they take that piece of food, snap, got them, gone. And there are things and people and situations in life, young folk, if you are not discerning, if you are not allowing the Spirit of God to direct you, you're going to fall into a trap. You're going to fall into a trap. And some things in life are easy to get into, but hard to get out of. Except God be merciful and come down and help. You and I, we want to make sure that we avoid thorns and snares, especially in your teenage years and in your 20s. And I would go on to say, even as an adult, if you're not mature, you can get caught up in something that's thorny, or you can get caught up in a snare. How many are understanding? So important before I go forward. By a show of hands, how many are understanding? Okay. Thorns and snares. Oh, but Solomon breaks it down. So right. Thorns and snares are in the way of the perverse. People that are perverse or perverted, thorns and snares are waiting on them. It's in their way. It's in their path. It's in their destiny. It's in their life. On the surface, they may look happy. They may be popular as a perverted person, but thorns and snares are waiting on them. Traps, pain, hardships, pitfalls are waiting on perverse folk. And see, as the children of God, we got to be on our game, so to speak. Because you can be righteous, but think, talk, and act in a perverted way. You know, we will say things like, man, I just got caught up. We cannot afford to keep getting caught up. Because thorns and snares are waiting on the perverse. So now we got to look at what is the perverse. Because in our audience, either some of us have been perverse, being perverted, or being tempted, or will be tempted to be perverse. Y'all with me? Someone that is perverse, first and foremost, they crooked. They just know no good. Look at who you hang with. Do you hang out with some folk that are just no good? No good. And you know it. But you say they cool. Are they crooked? Are they false? They say one thing, but they live something else. And see, that steps on the toes of the people of God. We don't want to be false. We don't want to be saying we love the Lord with our mouth, but our heart or our actions are far from him. See, if you are a young person like that or an adult like that, you perverse. You're false, pseudo, not real. You saying I got to be perfect, Pastor? No. But when a person practices doing wrong, that person ain't saved. The righteous practice righteousness. You keep doing what you know is wrong, you pervert. You ain't got no struggle. That's your choice. You pervert. You ain't saved. A perverse person is a sinner, someone who's wicked. They practice sin. Is this too hard for y'all? Y'all listening? Messages like this, we got to examine ourselves. I don't want to be saying I'm one thing, but God looking at me like, no, you something else, you false. No, don't want to be like that. You don't want your parents looking at you like that. No, you ain't. You saying one thing, but you doing something. You don't want your peers. No, he ain't real. She ain't real. She say one thing, but she do something else. You don't want to be like that. We do not want to be perverse. Why, Pastor? Y'all go real quick. Let's go to Proverbs 3. Let me show you one reason why we don't need to be perverted people. And I just got to be honest, why y'all going to Proverbs 3? Long time ago, way back in the day, I was perverted. Yes, I was. I was straight, wicked, sinner. I was cute, but I was perverted. Yeah, I was. I had it going on. I would show you some pictures, but I don't have none. But that's back in the day. Proverbs 3 and 32. For the perverse person is, help me, an abomination to the Lord. Love the person, but they are despised by the Lord. They are an abomination. The Lord detests them. An abomination? Jesus. I don't want God to be looking at me and he detests me. I love you, but I can't stand how you living, Baker. And if you die, I can't let you in heaven. You're perverse. Can you imagine that? No. So we need to look at some truths about the perverse or the perverted, because in the last days, such as the time that we're living in, young folk going to be exposed. Young adults are going to be exposed to a lot of perversion. A lot of perversion. And as parents, we might as well just accept that, no matter how much we keep them in church, how much we try to protect them, when they are sometimes either in the house or away from us, they're going to be exposed to some perverted things and some perverted people. It's just the truth. All right, so let's go to Proverbs 28. Proverbs 28 and verse number 6. Boy, this is so powerful. Again, how many would agree you as a young person, you've been exposed to some perverted things? Be honest. I mean, you just be on Netflix and you look at the trailer. Oh, this look like a good movie. Then you press play, you're like, oh, Jesus. They didn't put this in the trailer. This nasty. This ain't what I thought it was. This perverted. You on the bus going to the game with your teammates. Then somebody pull out their phone and get to showing you stuff on their phone. And you, it's so perverted. You know it's wrong, but you still be looking like, ugh, go back. No, that's perverted. It's real, young folk. Some of these freshmen in here in college, you go off to school and you be like, oh, Lord, these folk ain't studying all the time. There's some perverted stuff going on here. Let's look at Proverbs 28 and 6. Y'all with me? Now, I need y'all read this with me, okay? I need y'all to feel this verse. Y'all with me? All right, let's look at it. Proverbs 28 and 6. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than one perverse in his ways. Look at this. Though he or she be rich. What do we see in this verse? Integrity is better than perverseness. And see, in our day and time, we are exposed to a lot of perverted things and people, but they got a lot of money. They got a lot of shine. I mean, you be on Instagram, TikTok, and you be like, man, good God, look at all that they got. They showing me their cars, their house. But that same individual is perverted. But the text says, young folk, and it encourages my soul, that integrity is better than a rich, perverted person. And you have to know that. You don't need to see these perverted folk doing things and think less of yourself. You don't need to get like them. They, in actuality, need to get like you, even though they got more money than you could ever count. Integrity, sound, good character, being a Christian, being godly, that is better than the perverse who got a truckload of money. I got a good example for you. I got an excellent example for you. The Spirit of God dealt with me. Can I deal with it? There's this young woman, Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion. You see her now on Popeye's commercials. She on Cash App commercials promoting Bitcoin. But listen, the lifestyle she portrays is perverted. It's perverted. Shaking her tail. I be like, they letting her sponsor them chicken sandwiches? Cash App letting her sponsor them? This woman's lifestyle that she portrays is nasty. It's perverted. And all the fellas like, but pastor, no. You don't do that. Young girls, sadly, look up to her. You don't need to look up to that type of lifestyle as a young woman. And as a young man, you don't need to be desiring in an evil way such perversion. Can I go further with it? Her hottest song right now is called Thought Stuff. That's what we're going to call it, stuff. But it's the S word. You hear, I was like, man, I be listening to commercials at ball games. I be like, what song is that? What song is that where they keep talking about my hands on my knees and I'm shaking my tail? What song is it? So I began to look it up. I said, oh, Lord, that's Megan Thee Stallion. So I watched, I looked up the lyrics. I watched probably 10 minutes of her perverted video. Not 10 minutes, 10. 10 seconds. That didn't come out right, did it? But I didn't last long. It didn't last long. Let me fix it. Who's seen the video? Okay, one person. Come on, be honest, by a show of hands. Who's seen the video? Y'all gonna leave me out here now? Okay. That ain't nothing no child should be looking at. That ain't nothing, that ain't, well, I'm good and saved. I had to cut it off. Masturbation in the video? Shaking in the video? Showing all your privacy in the video? I said, no, we got to go. We got to go real quick. This woman is perverted. And perverted, it ain't ugly. Thank you. I said, perverted ain't ugly. They're going to make it look real, real good. And see, if you ain't strong, you look at that and you be like, well, let me go ahead and see about this porn then. Let me just go on, since I'm looking at this, let me just go on and look at the real thing. She done got you trapped. Snared. Look at these lyrics. Hands on my knees, shaking my butt. On my thought stuff. And thought, for those who don't know, is that hoe over there. Post me a pic, finna make me a profit. When the liquor hit, then a bee get toxic. Little girls looking at this. Oh, she posting a pic just so she can make some money and show herself. You don't look up to that. That's perverted. You don't do that. And then she's like, hands on my knees, shaking my tail on my, you don't need to be on your thought stuff. You don't need to be on that. That's perverted. And you'd be surprised. See, of church folk. See, many of these artists, they want a church audience. They want a church. They want folk that don't listen to them. They want a new avenue or a new stream of money. Young folk, we have to be careful. We have to be careful. Now, I used to listen to stuff like this, again, back in the day. I wasn't saved. I was heathen. Yeah, I was straight heathen. But it's the same stuff, new artists, new beat, but the exact same thing. As a child of God, we don't need to be into this type thing. This don't need to be on your playlist. You don't need to be playing this in the car that God blessed you with. God bless you with the car and you play stuff like this? God used your parents to bless you with that phone or bless you with the money to get what you desire, your heart's desire, and you play this? This is what got me. Look under the caption, under the picture. This was the 2021 MTV Music Video Award nominated for Best Song of the Summer. This was the world called, this is what they accept. The best song, nominated for the best song of the summer. Let's go to Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4. Let me go back and reiterate why y'all go to Proverbs 4. I did not watch 10 minutes of that video. Let me just reiterate that. Because I don't want y'all to leave here. That's the only thing you got from the message. Did y'all learn something today? What you learn? You watched 10 minutes of that. I just watched a couple of minutes. And I said, No, I didn't hit replay. Okay. Proverbs 4 and 24. Y'all still with me? All right, look at verse 24. Put away from you a deceitful mouth and put perverse lips far from you. Put away perverse talk. Put away perverse talk. You know, you can be righteous. You can be a Christian, but still talk perverted. I don't know what I'm going to do. That's perverted. Well, you know you got to do what you got to do. That's perverted. Woo, it's Friday. It's payday, the best day of the week. That's perverted. When the Bible say, this is the day that the Lord has made, let us be glad and rejoice there. Every day is a good day, not just Thursday or Friday when you get paid. Man, I can't stand Monday. That's perverted. Put away from you perverted lips. You know, such and such happy, and I was just so lucky. That's perverted. We ain't lucky. We blessed of the Lord. Look at somebody say, put away perverted talk. How many know you have to check yourself? Sometimes you got to take that back. Lord, forgive me. I take that back. Y'all ever took some things back before? Sometimes you have to do it 10 times in one day. Lord, I take that back. I shouldn't have said that. Ooh, I hate you. Ooh, Lord, I take that back. If I want to go to heaven, I got to love folk. I don't need to be talking about I hate folk. I don't want to bust hell wide open because God is love. God is love. Now, I hate that person's ways. But I love folk. Y'all ought to help me say, put away perverted talk. Tell the truth. Quit lying all the time. That's perverted. That's wicked. Let's go to Proverbs 28. Proverbs 28. So the first thing we learned about perversion or the perverted is that what's better than the perverted? Integrity. Integrity is better than being perverted, even if it's a rich person, right? Second thing we learned, we need to put away what? Perverted talk, all right? Thirdly, let's go to Proverbs 28:18. Oh, Lord, this one helped me. This one helped me. Proverbs 28:18. Whoever walks blamelessly will be saved, but he who is perverse in his ways will suddenly fall. He who is perverse in his ways will what? MSW. He who is perverse in his ways will? The perverse get into unexpected trouble. Unexpected trouble. Suddenly fall. You didn't see trouble coming because you was blinded by being perverse. You didn't see the undercover cop and they got you while you was being perverse. Lost your job. Why? I was hooking up my friends. I was hooking them up, and I got caught. I worked for this manager back in the day when I was a teenager, this manager. And I thought he was a nice guy, well-kept, respectable. Come to find out, the company was watching him because they suspected him of credit card fraud. They were watching. They just let it go on for weeks, and they were just watching him. And dude was getting his aid. I mean, he had his game. He had it right, but it wasn't right enough, I guess, because he got caught. And they prosecuted him. See, the Bible right, a perverse person will suddenly fall. It's going to be unexpected. That's why it pays to live right, young folk. It pays to live right. Just do right by folk. Do right by God. And you don't have to worry about unexpected trouble from a negative standpoint. Now, sometimes we go through affliction unexpectedly, like Job. We go through things we don't plan on. That's one thing. But when you do wrong, it's going to catch up with you. Sooner or later, it's going to catch up with you. Keep rolling dice and gambling. It's going to catch up. You're going to owe somebody. And somebody going to want, they're going to want their money. It pays young folk to live right. So you don't let your peers or society seduce you to be someone or do some things that you know is not pleasing to God. Because you have to understand that that's a snare. That's going to catch up with me. A person reaps what they sow. It doesn't pay to be perverse. Young people that start off in porn and alcohol and dope when they're young, except they get delivered, they have some long-lasting issues in life. They have issues. And so it's best not to even get in there. Y'all hear me? So what are some truths? There are many more. Integrity is better than being what? Perverse. We need to put away what type of talk? Perverse talk, wicked talk, talk that don't line up with God's word. And the perverse get in the unexpected what? That's it. But on the other hand, the righteous, according to Proverbs 22:5, we can avoid these thorns and snares. We can avoid the way or the results of the perverse if we guard our lives. We can avoid all this, young folk, if we don't let our guard down. Guard has to do with being watchful. Oftentimes, I start feeling my age when I'm dealing with different young people and young adults. One thing that many young people lack, even according to the book of Proverbs, chapter 1 and 2, is discretion. Okay? One thing you need to have in your tool belt, in your arsenal as a young man or a young woman is just discretion. You're being watchful. You're to the point to where you just don't jump on something or jump into something immediately. You take your time and strive to be led by God. Because like Eve, you can look at something that seems good, but you mess yourself up. Discretion, young folk, being watchful in life is a trait that you got to have. You should have, especially as a child of God. You just don't get involved with folk. Take your time. Watch folk. You don't invest in everything. Take your time. You ain't going to hit every deal out there. Just take your time. Don't be so ready. They saying this right here is jumping. They saying right here this going to make my, hey. You don't be hasty for wealth, the Bible teaches. You be led of God. You be on guard. You be watchful. Jesus even had to tell his own disciples, look, watch and pray. Watch and pray. Don't be in no hurry to buy no car. Don't be in no hurry to go do this, go do that, to go on vacation with folk. Be watchful. Have some discretion. Have some discretion. Young ladies, don't fall in love with just being married. Have some discretion as you grow older and you want companionship. Look, you want to pick the right one. You don't want to pick the wrong one. And they write for 3 months. And then after that, you just miserable. Man, I hate I got mad. Yeah, it's partly your fault. Have some discretion before you put your business out on social media. Everybody don't need to know what's in your heart, what's going on in your life. Boy, this ain't popular, but it's right. You got to be watchful, young folk. But to be on guard also means to abstain from. Now, this is where it's going to get challenging. You're not only watchful for things that can harm you, but there are just certain things you don't need in your life. You need to abstain from, stay away from, or if you are involved in something you know that is perverted or wrong, you stop it. You abstain from. You just quit it. The Bible talks about Job, how he abstained or eschewed from evil. He was a righteous man. When he saw evil, he stayed away from it. When he saw something perverse, he kept his distance. You know, I remember when I was younger, if a fight broke out, you know what me and my friends would do? We would run. We would run to the fight. We run to the fight. We want to see what's going on. We run into the fight. But there's some fights you don't want to be around. You don't get to pulling out sticks and guns, throwing stuff, and you get hit. It ain't nobody's fault but yours. When you see something that even looks like danger or appears, as the Bible teaches, as evil, you abstain from it. Stay away from it. You stay away from it. It's just certain actors and actresses. I know. Well, if I watch that, it's gonna be going this way in that movie sooner or later. Let me just stay away. Stay away from it. Or if I choose to watch it, let me keep my hand on this fast forward button. Cause I don't know. Ghosts in them may just jump off, and next thing you know, they doing something. And I gotta hit this fast. This fast forward. Y'all ain't talking to me. Look at somebody and say, you have to abstain. Certain things, just stay away from. Stay away from. You got to be on guard, young folk. You can't let your guard. Damn, you got to be on it. Got to be on guard. You need to be knowing. If you're going to call somebody your friend, you need to know what they into. What they into? Before I just get comfortable riding with them in their car everywhere. Where they like to go? All right. Are you bold enough to be like, let me out. Put me out right here. See, I ain't got time to even be in that situation. Now, if you like to go over there, and I know I ain't got no business going over there, I drive. Because I don't want to have to be somewhere and be guilty by association. You got to be on guard, young folk. You don't date somebody just because they cute, but you know they a hoe or they in them streets. If they a hoe or in the streets, they going to bring that into your life. You are giving place to the devil. Well, you know, they just sell a little something on the side. Sooner or later, they going to want you to hold something. Sooner or later, they're going to ask somebody to meet at your place, and you don't want them type of folk knowing where you live, because if they want to hurt them, guess who they can come at now? You. But you on that dumb stuff. They cute. Ooh, girl, his eyes. No, you a fool. You a fool. Abstain. Eschew it. Stay away. No, don't call me. Now, if you keep calling me, Lord, let me just go ahead and change my, let me just change my number. Or block. Y'all say that's free. Let me block you. I know where how y'all think. No, that's too much money, Pastor. Let me just block them. But you have to be on guard. And in our day and time, many saints, they are letting down their guard, not being watchful, not being discerning, not being led by the Spirit of God. But see, for you, them days need to be over. It's time for you to start maturing and say, you know what? I'm going to be on guard like Pastor teaching me. Because I need to avoid thorns and snares. Got to be on guard. Lord have mercy. I said we got to be on guard. Can I go further? As I come to a close, we need to consider Acts 20 and 30. Acts 20 and 30. I don't want you to be paranoid. I want you to be on guard. I don't want you to be fearful because God didn't give you the spirit of fear. But I want you to be on guard. That's it. Be watchful. And stay away from that dumb stuff. I told this one person, I said, look, you can't afford to be stupid. I said, especially now with all this Rona and stuff going on. I said, you mess around, get put up in this system. I said, this folks in jail for small stuff, but they can't even get no court date. They backed up 2 years, one lawyer told me. I said, man, I ain't got time for that dumb stuff. Ain't got time for that dumb stuff. I got too much to live for. What I said? Acts what? What I said? Acts 20 and verse 30. Look at this. Also, from among yourselves, look at Paul. Men will rise up speaking perverse things, look at this, to draw away the disciples after themselves. Now, contextually, Paul was trying to warn the people of God. Y'all got to be watchful and careful because it's going to be people in your own ministry, in your own church. They're going to rise up and they're going to say stuff, perverted things, and they're doing it to draw you away. But this same precept, young folk, you can apply outside the church into your natural life. Whenever folk get to saying and doing perverted things is not to make your life better. It's to draw you away from Christ. Bottom line, it's to get you or myself out of the will of God. And we know the will of God is where we need to be. It's the best and the safest place to be. But perverted folk, they want to draw disciples. Look at the wording, disciples. Folk that's been taught. Folk that's already following who they should follow. But perverted folk want to take you away from that. Take you away from what mama taught you. Take you away from what pastor taught you. Take you away from what God has taught you directly or indirectly. I'm going to just draw us away. Like somebody got something better than God. Ain't nobody got nothing better than what God has to offer. And if they do, it's only for a moment. It's a temporary pleasure. That's how the Bible describes sin. Are y'all still with me? It's pleasurable, but only for a season. And I've seen it happen. I've seen young folk get drawn out of the will of God. For cocaine, the clubs, and their other desires. Out the will of God. One young lady I saw raised in ministry, raised in God, but left for the street life and died at a party. It's real, young folk. And don't think you or I, the Bible says, are above temptation. No. If we're not on guard, we can be overtaken. The Bible says, in a fault. You can be overtaken. It's real, so we have to be on guard. You got to be praying. Do I need to get close to this girl? Do I need to get close to this guy? Do I need to leave this job? Do I need to take this job? It can be a setup to pull you out of God, pull you out of ministry. Do I need to join this fraternity? Do I need to join this sorority? Do I need to go to this school? Do I need to do that? Paul was on it. Got to be on guard. And sometimes, young folk, if truth be told, we get off guard. But what I love about Jesus, we can repent. We can go to him and just say, Lord, I messed. I messed up. I done got in something. I done brought shame on my name. But you are a gracious God. Woo, I love that about Jesus. If you're alive, you got an opportunity to experience his grace and his mercy. All you got to do is just repent. Repent mean the what? It mean to turn. And so y'all can sit there and look at me bright-eyed. How many know this is just real, though? It's right. Okay, let's go on. Let's go on. We're going to close it with 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 6. 1 Timothy 6 and 20. If we're going to be on guard when it comes to watching out for perverse things. Y'all still with me? All right, we got to consider this as we shut it down. 1 Timothy 6 and 20. Now, Timothy was Paul's young pastor, and he told him some things in this verse that would help him as a pastor, but we can also learn from it and apply it to our lives as young men and young women, parents, and so forth. All right? 1 Timothy 6 and 20. Oh, Timothy, guard what was committed to your trust. Y'all see the guard in there? Avoiding the profane and idle babblings and contradictions of what is falsely called knowledge. Timothy, in order for you to be productive as a pastor, you're going to have to be on guard from some things. You're going to have to guard what was committed to you, how I taught you. As a pastor, young folk, we have to guard what we were taught. As my pastor's pastor, I have to guard what he taught me. Y'all with me? As a child, you have to guard what your parents have instilled in you, especially if it lines up with God's word. Look what he tells them, three things. Avoid, help me out, profane and idle babblings and contradictions. Let's look at this and then we're going to be done. All right? Profane. Guard yourself from wicked and sinful things. Guard yourself. Okay? Profane things. Guard yourself from idle things. Things that have no worth. It's worthless. It's a waste of time, a waste of money, a waste of your potential if it's idle. He told Timothy idle babblings, idle talk. But we can look at that same precept and just say things that are worthless. Things that are worthless. Smoking, that's just, it's harmful. but it's wasting your money. Take that same money and just put it somewhere and put it back. Talking about folk, that's just worthless. Just stop it. Stop talking about folk. Just stop it. Especially if what you're saying is not edifying or helping folk. Just stop it. But then he says contradictions or things, young folk, that oppose the faith. Things that go against the word of God. Guard yourself from that. But pastor, it sounds good, but does it line up with the word? If not, it's contradicting the faith. Stay away from it. Stay away from it. We have to guard ourselves. Whether you're in school, in sports, on your job, in a relationship, you can't let your guard down, young folk. I can't let my guard down. Why? What's waiting on? Thorns and snares. Got to be on guard. Got to be on guard, and I don't need to let my guard down. How many understand the teaching this morning? Let's give the Lord a hand clap. I'm going to stop right there. Come on and put those hands together a little bit harder.
Searching for happiness, it's the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you're trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all want to live, this the way to go. The show, 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 this the way to go. The show.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.